T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
At the top.
The beat go.
Oh, ain't that something? Drums came in, you ain't see that coming. Hands on my head, can't tell me nothing. Gotta take
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. I'm Bo Matthews alongside Mark Cox, and a very special guest in this segment is a UFC fighter, and actually, I'm going to call you a longtime friend. Michael Chandler is in the studio, buddy. How are you? Welcome back to St. Louis.
I'm great. So happy to be back in St. Louis, man. My old stomping ground. So it's been good, man. Thank y'all for having me.
It's been kind of cool to follow his career, and you know, I met his mom with him one time, and I think it was at the Gravois Bluffs or something. And you don't have a better cheerleader besides her, maybe your wife, but she is like,
yeah,
she is in your corner full on, isn't she?
She sure is. Yeah, she's been watching me ever since Little League wrestling, and she was in there and all the sweaty, nasty, loud gyms all those different years. And here we are, and you know, fighting on the world stage.
It's amazing. What a career. I mean, chart that for people that are listening who might not know, Michael. High Ridge, Northwest High School, mm-hmm. Mizzou. I mean.
So obviously, you know, wrestled under Ron and Bob Wilhelm in Northwest High School right here in High Ridge, Missouri.
Jeffco, baby.
That's where I grew up. Went 2 hours west, walked on to the University of Missouri. You know, I was kind of the lowest guy on the totem pole. Worked my way up, became a team captain, national qualifier 4 times, and then a All-American in 2009. And figured I'd give this thing called mixed martial arts a try down at Lake of the Ozarks in August of 2009. And then I've been trying it ever since. 31 fights and world champion in Bellator. Fought for the world title in the UFC, top 5 lightweight, and we get to beat up this guy named Conor McGregor in June, so it's going to be fun.
Who's that?
Who?
Yeah, some guy.
Who is that guy? He wears a fur coat, that's all I know.
Yeah.
This is a long time coming because he had that bad leg break, which went the wrong way, walking like a chicken. And when I saw that, I thought, man, will that ever happen? But he's agreed, so...
He has, yeah, and you can say what you want about Conor. There's a lot of haters and a lot of doubters, but when Conor says something, he usually sticks to it when it comes to opponents and fight dates and that kind of stuff. So we're heading the right direction. This is a fight that's been, you know, looming now for a year. We did the Ultimate Fighter on ESPN. I absolutely dominated. Team Chandler beat McGregor, you know, 10 fights out of 12. So we kind of have a little history there, and then now we're talking June 29th, International Fight Week.
That's huge.
Well, the show is called Second Amendment Radio. You have guns right here, and the Great Outdoors. And so I've been watching you on Instagram. I feel like I'm stalking you because you pop up on my reel all the time. But dude, when you guys got the snow in Tennessee, and I saw you do the cold plunge, but that wasn't it. Tell the people about cold plunge. Why do you do it? Go into a little bit of the science. Does it really help you? Because I don't do it.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, the biggest thing from a physiological standpoint is you're turning on that anti-inflammatory system, right? And also just creating the endorphins and kind of the shock factor. I mean, I think it's widely known. I mean, people are a little bit too comfortable these days, right? We like to sit at 70 degrees, and I don't think God created us for 100% comfort all of the time, right? So putting myself outside of my comfort zone, I used to hate cold water, used to hate cold weather. I was kind of a sissy about it. So I made a promise to myself a little over a year ago, I'm going to start doing it. And now it's become fun. It's become something that I kind of... desire and look forward to, even though it does suck. But for me, it's an accomplishment because I was so afraid of it. And then obviously there was snow. I had the hot tub, you know, down on, at the other side of the yard. So I knew no matter how cold I got, I would be able to hop in the hot tub. But I still wanted to show my sons I'm a little bit nuts. So
well, yeah. I mean, look. Here's what you need to understand, Michael. Your friend Bo Matthews that you're talking to here often texts me in the morning from his thought tub. He calls it, but it's really a hot tub.
Yeah.
So I want to see him do this ice bath. Yeah. Well, I want to see that, Bo.
Oh no. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, it's always nice when you got the hot tub. You know, that's definitely how you got to start. And a lot of people just start with cold showers. I mean, I took a cold shower this morning. I didn't sleep real well last night. Obviously, we worked all day yesterday. I was on the road, so I kind of woke up this morning a little sleepy-eyed. And I was like, man, I just took a little couple-minute cold shower. And then I turned it on hot, warmed myself up, and then got my day going. Here we are.
Okay, so that's I don't do a cold plunge. I just do a cold shower because I'll step in. If you just step in after you turn your faucet on in the shower, it's cold for a minute, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'll just jump in right away, but then I go back to my 103 that's waiting 24 hours a day.
Which is fine, though. I mean, you got to start somewhere, and then you kind of just, like anything, brick by boring brick, you build. You know, you build a career, you build a life, you build a tolerance, you build everything brick by boring brick. That's the hard working St. Louis boy way.
Yeah.
What was your son's expression about you getting from the cold plunge to the hot tub? It was just awesome. He was all bundled up like Christmas Story, right?
Yeah. Well, the first one was my son Ace, and it was my son Ace's first time seeing snow. So then he saw his dad be nuts in the snow, and then my almost 7-year-old Hap was the second time that when I was doing the front flips, and he's pretty used to it by now. He knows his dad's a little bit psycho, so it's fun.
Speaking of UFC again for a minute, we talked to Michael about getting to see Donald Trump when he showed up with, I guess, Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and some other folks to a fight recently, right?
Yeah, that was, I saw him in New York, and then I saw him in Vegas as well. Walking out with Kid Rock, and the entire place goes nuts. Had to go over and say hi. So I have a friend of mine who is in his camp, actually one of his Secret Service guys, and then one guy who kind of works in his campaign, so I always make sure I try to pull some strings and say, I got the security clearance and all that kind of stuff now, because I've seen him a couple different times, and people know I'm a fan of Trump, and I love what he's doing. So,
does he look like he's in fighting shape? Because I understand he weighs 215 pounds.
I mean, I tell you what. I mean, people can talk about his age and all that kind of stuff. The dude is with it. The dude is motivated. The dude, he is sharp. He's going to hurt some people's feelings, but he's at least a sharp human being.
You'll have to relate what he said to you when he found out where you live.
Oh yeah, it was the first time, because my wife Bree always wanted to meet him too, and I was like, hey babe, this is the time. I'm going to, you know, let's go meet Trump. So we brought him over there. He's like, yeah, what's up, Michael? It's good to see you, man. You're fighting McGregor next, yeah? And you guys live in Tennessee? He's like, I pull really well in Tennessee. You know, we do really well in Tennessee. I'm like, you know, he kind of does the thing. I'm like, Donald Trump, right to the talking points.
It's what's on his mind. That's awesome. And so your fight is set for June 29th for Conor McGregor. Where is that going to be? Do we know?
It's not confirmed yet, but historically, International Fight Week is usually the biggest card that they do kind of in the middle of the year. Yeah. It's always in Vegas because it's obviously a celebration for the UFC.
Oh, okay.
So 99% sure it'll be in Las Vegas, and which I'm excited about. I've fought, this will be my sixth fight in the UFC, and I haven't fought in Vegas yet, so I haven't enjoyed a Vegas fight week. So maybe it's maybe I'm biting off more than I can chew. Maybe it is going to be a little bit crazy because it is Vegas, you know, on fight week. But I want to experience that, and here we go.
What's that psych up for you? I mean, what like we watch the Rocky movies, and you know, and he gets down, then he gets up, and then he gets back in the fight. And I mean, is it you out on your own, or you got a team that works with you? What are you doing when you lead up to this fight?
A big team, and that's why I do travel down to Florida for 8 to 10 weeks. You know, I think this time I'll probably do a 12-week modified camp, fly back home on the weekends to see my family. But I kind of fully immerse myself in that kind of Spartan lifestyle, if you will. It's kind of Groundhog's Day every day, embracing the monotony, 2-3 workouts a day. And the biggest thing is, you know, practicing patience, realizing that not every day is going to be great, not every day is going to be perfect, but it's going to be successful. There's going to be ways that we build. We're going to have our tough days, and we're going to have, as long as we have more good days than we have bad days, things are going to be fine.
Well, it's fun to watch. I know that for sure. You are in St. Louis, we should mention, because, what, 6 months ago or so, you got involved with Hiatus Tequila.
Yep. Yeah, I discovered them about a year ago. I wanted to start my own tequila company. I wanted to be in the spirits industry, and tequila is my drink of choice. But then a friend of mine who was already in the industry said, hey, you need to take a look at this Hiatus company. I feel like it fits your brand. It is a clean, additive-free tequila. It looks clean and crisp. It looks phenomenal. So I discovered it, tried it from the first taste. I knew I wanted more, but I wanted more involvement. So I met our founder, Chris DeSoto, who created tequila for tequila people, the way it was supposed to be intended to be. And I loved the ethos behind it. So finally, it took me a little while to kind of convince him to let me come into the company and invest to come on as a owner and investor with them. And now we're spreading the word of what I believe is the best tequila on the planet.
Yeah. So. Well, by the time people hear this, you'll be out of town, but mm-hmm. we should mention you did sign a bunch of bottles that you left at the Schnucks over there in De Pere, right?
In De Pere on Manchester. Yeah. We had a bunch of people come through yesterday, so that was cool. So we got a bunch of signed bottles there, and yeah, you can go on hiatustequila.com. Actually, if you use the promo code Chandler, you get a little bit of a discount there to try what I believe is the best tequila on the planet.
Well, that's awesome. Michael Chandler, listen, it's a pleasure having you in, my friend. Best of luck in June. I don't think you're going to need luck. I think you got all the will you need.
Just got to bring the guns.
That's awesome,
bring the
brother.
Guns, baby.
Great to see you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
appreciate you.
Enjoy your visit. We appreciate having you here on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Coming up, there's some stuff you need to know about if you have a furnace. And most of us who have a house have a furnace. The Biden administration's making some changes that are going to hit your pocketbook. We're going to talk to our friend Brian Eggers from Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning when we come back in just a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call me what you want, but never call me forgettable. Think we deep inside, I can never swim in the kiddie pool. Waited, I've been thinking the cinematic is beautiful. Man, I don't know if I'm making movies or music videos. I've been developing, take a look at the benefits. Nothing to matter with, I can never be delicate. My irrelevant, that
depends on you. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.